Following the heavy rainfall over the weekend, emergency management officials were forced to issue a mandatory evacuation order due to the major flooding in the Tampa Bay area. Governor Rick Scott even recently visited the area.
In one of the streets, it was waist deep. I saw another area, the water had already receded, but it really was messing up the roads. And then I had the opportunity to go to a shelter and see some individuals there. And most of them were optimistic that they were going to get to go home. So, you know, your heart goes out to those families. You can't imagine what they're going through. And one of the areas, I guess, had gotten hit, I think it was 3 years ago during Debbie. It was a mobile home park that I saw before.
Different state and local agencies are working together to continue to help these flood-ridden communities. Other areas of the state affected by the major flooding includes Taylor and Dixie counties due to the heavy rainfall. In fact, Dixie County did some mandatory evacuations, and Taylor County just declared a local state of emergency. Steve Spradley is Taylor County's emergency management director. He says both counties were affected mainly because they both border the Steinhatchee River.
Now, we didn't do a mandatory evacuation. You know, this river has flooded probably six times in the last 3 years. This is near the worst flooding we've had down there, but most of the houses are on stilts and, you know, they're in a flood zone, so it's just something that they deal with.
Still, no matter the area experiencing the flooding, state officials want consumers to be protected during this time from scammers offering to do common storm-related services.
So after a storm or natural disaster, we'll often see unlicensed individuals come into damage-prone areas and try to take advantage of either homeowners or business owners just because they see that they have repairs that need to be done.
That's Chelsea Eagle, spokeswoman for the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, or DBPR.
Some of the common storm-related repairs include roof repairs, roof replacements, installing new windows, plumbing repairs, and even electrical repairs or rewiring, and all of those require a license from DBPR. Of course, consumers should always check with their local building department as well, because there may be local ordinances in place or local permitting requirements.
Anyone who has complaints of unlicensed activity can report it to DBPR as well as the agency's free mobile app. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.